श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 12 फाइंडिंग दुर्योधन डिस्करेज्ड बाय गेटिंग नो होपफुल रिस्पांस फ्रॉम द्रोणाचार्य भीष्म इन ऑर्डर टू एक्सप्रेस हिज अफेक्शन फॉर हिम चीयर्स हिम अप दिस इज एक्सप्रेस्ड बाय संजय इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स तस्य संजनयन् हर्षं कुरु वृद्धः पितामह सिंहनादं विनद्धौ चैः शंखं दध्मौ प्रतापवान् The grand old man of the Kaurava race, their glorious grand-uncle Bhishma, cheering Duryodhana, roared loudly like a lion and blew his conch. Comment. Tasya Sanjaya Yan Harsham. Here it should have been said that Bhishma blew his conch and it cheered Duryodhana. But it is said that Bhishma, cheering up, Duryodhana blew his conch. Sanjaya wants to state that the very action of blowing the conch will certainly cheer up Duryodhana. To express this influence of Bhishma, Sanjaya uses the adjective pratapavan, glorious. Kuru Vriddha. Though in the Kuru race, Balika, the younger brother of Bhishma's father, Santanu was older than Bhishma, yet Bhishma possessed better knowledge of righteousness and God than all the older members in the race. So Sanjaya calls him Kuru Vriddha, the grand old man of the Kaurava race. Pratapavan. Bhishma was well known for his renunciation of wealth and women. That is, he did not accept any kingdom, nor did he marry. He was well versed in military science and scriptures. So the warrior class were very much influenced by him. When Bhishma for his brother Vichitra Virya kidnapped all by himself the daughters of King of Kashi from the place where their suitors had assembled to marry them, the Kshatriya suitors attacked him. But he soul-handedly defeated all of them. He was so well-versed in the science of weapons and warfare that he did not accept his defeat even against his preceptor, Parshuram, who had taught him the science of weapons. Thus he had great influence over the Kshatriya warrior class because of his skill in military science. When Bhishma was lying on a bed of arrows, Lord Krishna said to Yudhishthir, If you want to put any question on righteousness, that is dharma, ask him now, because the sun of knowledge of scriptures is going to set. That is, Bhishma, a great scholar of scriptures, is going to die. Thus we see that he had great mastery over the scriptures, and others were very much influenced by this knowledge. Pitamaha. This word seems to mean that Dronacharya did not attach any importance to the tricks played by Duryodhana. He understood that Duryodhana wanted to deceive him, so he remained silent. But Bhishma is the grand uncle of Duryodhana, so he sees Duryodhana's childlike behavior in his tricks. Hence Bhishma, unlike Dronacharya, breaks his silence and blows his conch to cheer up Duryodhana and show his affection for him. Sinhanadam vinadyochaiha shankham dadmo pratapavan. When a lion roars ferociously, Even large wild animals like elephants, etc., get horror-struck. Similarly, by roaring ferociously, Bhishma blew his conch to cheer up Duryodhan and terrorize the warriors of the hostile army. Appendix. Duryodhana's relationship with Dronacharya was that of a pupil, while with Bhishma he had a family relationship. Where there is a pupil-teacher relationship, there is no partiality. But in family relationship, because of the affection of the family, partiality ensues. Therefore, having heard the tricky words uttered by Duryodhana, Dronacharya remained quiet, which discouraged Duryodhana. But because of family affection, having seen Duryodhana sad, Bhishma blew the conch in order to encourage Duryodhana.